Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Skywatch for Wednesday, July 7th. Back on the hard jobs first thing. Astrological skies are clear and good for work or play on Wednesday. The only exact marker in the Skywatch appears this evening as the moon sextiles or agrees with clever Mercury at 7:15 p.m. But the moon squares pouting Venus an hour later and finally squares dopey Neptune around 10 p.m. These aspects are all minor, but they're low energy. Likely you'll be ready for dream time earlier than usual tonight. If your birthday is this week, July 4th through the 10th, you have green lights to make a major change in your life and times, Cancer. You're one of the lucky few who will have Jupiter and Uranus dancing together in fired-up Aries in your new solar return. Uranus rules your genius and the truth. Jupiter will bless both this year, even if it's something extreme like moving from corporate slave to a beekeeper. Time will fly this year, and you'll make most of it by getting out of your rut and neighborhood and looking at your options. One of your gifts, Cancer, is to smell out how the changing tide and mood will play in the public's mind in the months ahead. You have a great instinct for putting yourself in the right place at the right time. This is the year to engage this energy in the direction of your future. In Texas Hold'em, they deal you two cards down to start the game. Your cards for this year's game, two aces. You can play or fold, Cancer, but times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
Hi, good morning, Robert Watson. For Seeing Beyond, I'm the president of Psychic Works Spiritual Awareness Center, and I'm the one that has two aces, because today's my birthday. Right on the day. In fact, I was born just a few hours ago. Well, not quite the same year, though. Different year. But at 2:47 a.m. I was born. Wow. then the sun rose. So, today... And again, good morning to you, all of you. Thank you for sharing some time with me. And I will do my best, my very best, to say hello to you in the best way that I can, in the way that we can benefit and grow and evolve. Because I say evolve, and the reason why I say evolve, because we are in, probably for the last 50 years, we have been in the mood to have a revolution. We are in a space of revolution right now. Things are changing. And not only are we in a space of revolution, but so is the Earth. So is the planet. The planet is in a revolution as well. So we, those of us who are matching the planet in the revolution, hallelujah, praise the Lord, here we are. So I want you to be excited about where you're at right now. And hopefully we can make some better changes or some changes to make it all better for us. And that starts with a meditation. Let's begin with a meditation just so we can find our grounding cord. How many of you know you have a grounding cord would be the first thing I would ask you if you were a student of mine. Well, you know, that brings to mind my students, and thank you all. I have a few students who listen to my radio program. In fact, they all do. Yes, for the most part, they all do. And I want to thank you, students, for sharing your time with me. And we have fun together, don't we? Yes, we do. And we have to deal with a lot of issues in your space, and we let go of them. And then we change and we grow and become more, we evolve. See, we evolve. So that's cool. So what we're going to do with all of you today is to help you evolve. And so I recognize that you all have grounding cords. My students have a grounding cord, and they own them, and they work to own them. And that's what I'm asking you to do, is to own your grounding cord. What is a grounding cord? Well, a grounding cord is a cord of energy that extends from the first chakra at the base of your spine and extends down to the center of the planet in a place I call the point of origin. And we all have one. Those with bodies have a grounding cord. We all have one. The difference between those who, say, are consciously aware and those who are not consciously aware of their grounding cord is a big difference, because those who are beginning to become aware of themselves and their grounding cord, they start to climb back into their bodies. And that's really what meditation is about, to climb back into your bodies so you can create your reality with you being in your body. And isn't that a cool thing to think about? Consider that. Would you like to be in your body, or even more in your body? Would you ground, please? Say hello to your grounding cord. Now, how do you say hello to your grounding cord? How do we do that? I mean, sure, we can say, hello, grounding cord, and that'll work. But there's other ways, more specific ways, energies that will actually, I mean, ways that will actually help you really change and grow. And I'm into efficiency. I'm into effective change and growth. So here's how we begin the idea of saying hello to our grounding cord. The first thing you want to do is to become the observer to your space, meaning to say your grounding cord and the rest of your chakra systems and your spirit body and your physical body. Say hello to your space as the observer. The place where you become the observer is the sixth chakra, which is in the center of your head, just behind your eyes and between your ears. And touch your forehead to say hello to the center of your head. Yes, be behind there. Now, if you can just put an image of yourself in the center of your head, that would be even more profound, even more specific. I like to teach in specifics because it helps us to recognize change so much better. So create an image of yourself in the center of your head. And out in front of you is a viewing screen, which is a work table. That's what I use it as. That's what I consider it to be, a work table. I'd like you to create a rose. Now, we use a rose only because it's a great tool to work with. And I want you to ground that rose. In other words, find the stem. Look at the stem. Do the best you can. There's a lot of ways you can recognize that rose. Of course, the best way is to be clairvoyant and see it. But sometimes if you just create it and know that you did, that's enough. Don't have to be perfect today. No perfection today, okay? So ground that rose, and I make it easy. I like to make things easy too. Ground that rose right to the bottom of the view screen rather than to the center of the planet. That's too much work. So ground that rose, and let's call that, well, let's destroy the rose first. Let's just blow it up, okay? Now, so create a rose, look at it for a moment. You got to clear your space a little bit. So I'm a little ahead of myself. I'm looking at you, go, wait a minute. All these people are pretty clogged up. We got to clean them out first. So clean yourself out, create a rose, and just destroy it. Now, the destruction I'm talking about, or create, destroy, is a natural process that we all are engaging, okay? We're engaging in our reality, our life, through the process of creating and destroying, which is going to be another part of our program this morning. I want to talk to you about the creating and destroying part. But right now, I'd like you to just stay focused, stay in the center of your head, just create a rose. Now, when you create that rose, that's going to be energy that you're ready to let go of. And now destroy it and release it. It's an act of release, not so much a destroy. It's an act of release. Good. Now you start to release. Now, where is the energy going? Well, it's going down that grounding cord. That's where it's going. So now be in the center of your head and now create a rose for the grounding cord. Let's be specific and ground that rose, okay? Good, good. Ground the rose. Yes, yes. Now, the energy, there's going to be energy naturally releasing out of your body just by doing that. Why? Because you're putting your attention on it. You have basically two powers or two ways of expressing your power. One is intention, which is what we're doing now. We have the intention to clean out our grounding cord. And then the attention is we're using a tool to apply our attention to it. So ground that rose, and you're applying your attention to a specific intention, which is to clean out your grounding cord. Now, we can pursue this a little further, okay? Maybe the energy in your grounding cord that you're looking at, you're not neutral to. Ooh, you're not neutral to it. In other words, you haven't let it go yet. You're still holding on to it for some reason. let's go ahead and create a sun, a ball of energy above the rose that you have in front of you on your viewing screen. Drop that sun of neutrality into that rose and let that rose soak up that neutrality energy like water soaks into a sponge. There you go. And let it go down the grounding cord. Good. Good. Do it again. Create another sun. Drop it in again. Yes. Now, what you're doing is you're becoming more neutral to the issues in your grounding cord, which allows you to release, doesn't it? Because you're not holding on to it. You're not stuck on it. You don't have an opinion or a judgment about it. You're just allowing it to release. So you're becoming more neutral to your space. Isn't that wonderful? Would you like to be neutral to your space? That's part of our program, is to become neutral to who you are. Well, actually, to become neutral to some of the energy that's in your space that's not you, to clean it out so you can become who you are. That's more important, more specific. Yeah. So drop another sun of intention. Oh, no. Another sun of neutrality. That's your intention. Drop it in. I'm doing it with you. Yeah, really. Yeah, good. Now you might feel yourself releasing from your back and your shoulders, releasing some energy. You're becoming more neutral to your space. Isn't that good? Okay, so, okay, now let's do this. Just have some fun with this idea. Before you started to do the energy work, before you started to do the grounding and cleaning out of the grounding cord, put up a gauge. We're looking a little bit in the past. Look at a gauge from 0 to 100, like a thermometer gauge. And where was that grounding cord before you started to work at it? Okay, well, in my mind, when I see my gauge, I see about 80%. So my gauge, my grounding cord was working at 80%. So what was your grounding? And don't be judgmental about it. Be the observer to it. If it's only 25 or 30, hey, it's 25 or 30 today. Don't worry about it. We can change it. If it's 50 or 60, we can change it. If it's 80, we can change it. We want to be 100, right? Wouldn't that be the best answer? Be 100% effective? So now, blow up that gauge. Clean it out. Just let go of it. Now that you've worked on your grounding cord a little bit, put up a gauge from 0 to 100. Now ask your gauge to go to a percentile to give you a percentage of where is my grounding cord, how effective is my grounding cord now. Okay, you see there's a slight change or maybe a major change. See, well, you changed that because you wanted to, because you put your intention and attention to that change, and now there's the result. Isn't that a nice thing to see, huh? Validating yourself. I'm validating you. This is a way of being validated. Yes? Nice to be validated too, huh? Well, good. Okay. So go ahead and clear your screen. Go ahead and clear your screen. Just how do we do that? Well, you can create and destroy some roses. You can put a windshield wiper in front of you. Whatever it takes to clear your screen. Okay, put up a rose. Let that rose. Now, again, these are tools that we're using to effectuate change in our space. And who is the best person to do that with? Well, with yourself. You are the best person to make that change because you're the one that really recognizes, even if you don't know it consciously, you do know it on some level, some spiritual level. You do know it. And we're working to help you understand and know and to change who you are or to change the energy that affects who you are. That's really the best answer. Would you create a rose for who you are? Let's take a look at who you are right now. So be in the center of your head, you're grounded. But that rose that represents who you are right there, would you ground that too? Just to the bottom of the view screen? Good. Excellent. Now that you're looking at yourself, you can determine, well, what color am I? If I wanted to give myself a color, a vibration that best feels like it's me. Okay, so I'm asking you to imagine now. I'm asking you to create a space that recognizes this is who I am right now today. So in general, okay, I recognize the spiritual beings who run a female body in this lifetime generally run a kind of a pinkish hue. Could be a blossom, a blush pink or a very strong pink, any level of pink. But that may not be what you want. But there's the usual what people do is they find themselves vibrating at pink, maybe a little orange. And would you let... If you're a male, if you're a spiritual being in a male body, would you go ahead and let your body vibrate at blue, okay? In other words, that rose, let it be vibrating at blue, okay? So let's ground that color, okay? Ground. Okay, very good. Now, Here we have created a rose that represents who we are, and we've given ourselves a color. All right. Now, let me discuss this with you. We're just getting started, but I want you to look at your rose and stay in the center of your head and stay grounded. I want to talk to you, and maybe some energy will start to release out of that rose, which in effect releases out of you. The two things that keeps us stuck in our space, or it keeps us stuck in the keeps us stuck looking at the energy in our space that's not us. The two things that does this is we are very serious about our lives. And the second thing that keeps us stuck is we are really not very good at forgiveness. We don't forgive very well. Okay, so I want to work with you a little bit on that, but before we do, time to take a little break, and we'll get back to you on those two subjects about forgiveness and becoming serious. We'll change that, okay? I'll be right back.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650-321-6419.
In Pakistan.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shah, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Hello. Gee, I'm alive on the web. I hope so. I hope people are outside our immediate areas listening to this program and want you to own your space, okay? That's really what my program is about. It's about owning your space and the different ways that we can do that. By the way, this coming July 10th, which is the second Saturday after this Wednesday, I have a workshop being held at the Institute, and the workshop will be about transmediumship. It'll start at 2 o'clock and end somewhere between 5 and 6. Who knows for sure? Somewhere between 5 and 6. But it does begin at 2 o'clock, and the topic will be about your transmediumship. What we're going to do is we will experience your transmediumship. We will change your transmediumship. We will recognize what it's used for, how it affects you in a good way and a not so good way. All right. So I will open up the doors and let's take a look at your transmediumship, what colors they are. We can change the colors to help you own your transmediumship. What it is? Well, your transmediumship, basically, in a nutshell, it's about your creativity. It's part of how you process your life using your transmediumship. So it's really a good thing, but if you don't own them, well, then they cannot be so good. So our intention is to own your space, and the transmediumship is a part of that. So the workshop is this coming July 10th. July 10th? Second Saturday. This is July 7th, isn't it? So it's not the 10th. It's the following one. I apologize. It's not July 10th. It's the following week after the 10th, which would be the 17th. Well, I'm winging it here now, aren't I? It's the second Saturday after this Wednesday. This is July 7th. So it's not the 10th. I apologize. It's the following second Saturday after July 7th. Okay, so that would be, I believe, the 17th. I'm guessing on that one, but I'm pretty sure it is. I'm counting 7 days here. So the second Saturday after this Wednesday, if you want more information, you might want to call me. It's 510-481-2872. There will be some refreshments, and me and my staff will be there, and maybe some of my graduate students will be there. Maybe some of my existing students will be there, and hopefully if you've never been to the Institute, you never met me, I'm looking forward to meeting you. The topic, we'll do a meditation, and I will talk to you about the transmediumship and how you can own it and how it affects you. And we can, we'll have a good time. Okay. So back to Creighton Story, a couple of roses now, not only for what I just, my little announcement, but for the other news announcements that we just had. I want you to be in the center of your head again. Good. Creighton Story Rose. Find the center of your head. If you touch your forehead again. Find your grounding cord. These are part of being a spiritual being with a body, is to be in the center of your head and to be grounded. Very important part. If you want to own your space, these tools are the ones that will help you be there and do that. And I'm giving them to you because I want more people on the planet to own their space, to make good and productive choices in their lives. We were talking about the energies that affect us, and one of them is to be too serious. We're just way too serious in our lives. And the other one is our ability to forgive. Now, who am I really talking about? I'm not talking about you forgiving your partner or forgiving your parents or forgiving the school or your work. Yes, that's part of forgiveness. But really, the bigger part of the forgiveness I'm really talking about is your ability to forgive yourself, because you judge yourself 24/7, you know? So you want to forgive. You don't want to sit there and be angry all the time. Just forgive. Forgive your space. Now, we're going to work through that, okay? We're going to do that. But let's do a little bit more meditation and talk about Sirius. Everybody and all the issues you're working on is all about Sirius, isn't it? And what we have a tendency to do as species, as beings with a body and in our social environment that we find ourselves in today, is we have a tendency to match other people. All right. And in that matching of other people, we really vibrate at Sirius. In other words, everybody's Sirius. So when you match other people, then you become Sirius. And in effect, what happens in that vibration of seriousness is, one, you lose your space because you're matching somebody else. So what I'm suggesting we do, more than suggesting, but let's say suggesting, I want you to change the way your emotional body, how you relate to yourself. Instead of being serious, let's change the energy in our emotional body to another vibration I call amusement. And there's a term for it that I use. It's called I am, use me not. It's a vibration of amusement which will get you out of the serious energy that we all sit in. In other words, you stop matching people. Isn't that important? If you want to own your space, the first thing you want to do is, besides finding the center of your head and grounding cord, is to get out of the match from other people. So how do we do that? Well, the first thing you do is let's clear your screen. Look out in front of you. This is your work table. Look out in front of you. Create a rose that vibrates at your emotional body. You have 7 vibrations in the mind body. The second one, there's a chakra. Chakra means spinning wheel. That's at the low abdomen of your body, and that's a gateway. And there's the whole body, the emotional body, looks just like your physical body, except it's orange. It vibrates at a frequency of orange. You have a rose out there which is matching that color, your emotional body. That's what this tool is about. You using these roses will help you match and work with the issues that are affecting you. That's the reason why we use a rose. I want you to, and it has a stem, so ground the stem to the bottom of the view screen. In other words, effectuating change by giving the energy that's in your space a place to go. So release the energy in your emotional body. First thing you want to do is to clean off the energy that's affecting you right now so you can have a better, more effective shift when you move into the new space. Yeah, clean off the emotional body using the rose technique. Much easier, because The reason why is because I want you to be in the center of your head rather than in the emotional body, getting in your own way. So by using the screen, it kind of puts you in the space of being in the center of your head to look at it, doesn't it? And that's the point. You want to look at your issues and not become the effect of your issues. You want to become the observer. So find that rose, ground the rose, clean off the energy the best you can. All right? Now, so let's change the energy. Let's create a sun. This is your intention now. Okay, the intention is to change the vibration. We're going to reset the energy in your emotional body to the vibration of I am, use me not, or amusement. Create a sun of intention that's orange. Drop it into that rose and let it flow into that rose like water flows into a sponge, even into the grounding cord, even into the stem and grounding cord. Yes, set the energy. Good, good. Really own your space. Yeah, very good. Now, what's going to happen is energy is going to release because you're filling up with your intention. This is your power, right? You're going to own your space. You have to own your space with your intention and your attention. You got a rose up. That puts your attention on your issue. The intention is to change the energy in that emotional body. What's going to happen is energy that can't match what you want will start to release. That's a healing. In and of itself, it's a healing. Good. Let the energy release. May come out of your body, go down the grounding cord, let it happen. Don't resist this. Good. Good. Do it again. Create another sun of intention of I am, use me not, drop it into that emotional body. Really own it. Okay? Really own it. I am, use me not, creates a separation from you relative to everybody else. And you stop sitting in serious. And when you stop sitting in serious, then you get a better look at the energy that is affecting you because whatever is affecting you is serious. So if you're out of that match, you get to see it better. Good. Okay, good. Yeah, one more time. Just fill it up. Now, just because you can do it another way, you've done it on the viewing screen, you can create a sun of intention and just drop it into the top of your head too. And fill up your emotional body in that fashion. It just depends. It depends on how comfortable you are with whatever you're doing, you know, and however you're doing it. There's no rules here. So you don't have to be a specific way of doing it. Okay? It just, you can put it on your viewing screen. You can drop it into the top of your head. Okay? Now you're out of the match. So now you have an opportunity to get out of the match and be more amused about your issues instead of being serious about them. Okay, now I'm going to add a little bit more to that. I don't want your attention sitting in the issues that you're working on. You know, if you're sitting in the, see, here's the answer. Here's the way it is. And you choose which one you want to be. You can either be your best friend or your worst enemy. All right. Now, why is that? First of all, why is that the case? Well, because you're with yourself 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You're the one with the most opportunity to be your best friend or your worst enemy. Okay. You have a choice. Now, of course, the obvious is I want to be my best friend. And I want you to be your best friend, too. So how do you become your best friend? Well, you start to own your space. The two, I've given you a lot of tools this morning. One is to find the center of your head. When you find the center of your head and you create an image of yourself in that image, in the center of your head, you can be sitting down, you can be in a lotus position or a seiza position, whatever you feel comfortable doing, you effectively become the observer to your issues instead of sitting in the issues, getting in your own way. That's where you become your worst enemy. So you want to become your best friend? Get out of your issues and climb into becoming the observer and become the observer in the center of your head. Create the image and ground. Very good. Okay. All right. Now we'll take a break. Stay in the center of your head. Stay amused. We're going to talk about creating. We'll talk about resistance. We're going to talk about forgiveness. So we'll be right back.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650-321-6419.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer, Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Hello again. Okay, I did check the calendar. It's definitely July 17th. I have a workshop. By the way, my name is Robert Watson. I'm a metaphysician. I do healing work on the spirit body and the mind body, and which affects everything you are, who you are. And that's what I do. It's my practice. I'm also a teacher. So my goal is to teach you how to heal yourself. But also I help you work through your issues and kind of a guide, and that's kind of what I do. And I'm in a position, I'll be in a position to help you if you're looking for any help in the way of healing yourself. That's really the goal here, is I want you to heal yourself because you can. And I want to support that you can. And in part of that, in that support, I'm conducting a workshop from 2 in the afternoon till, let's say, 5, maybe till 6, on July 17th at 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock. The topic will be your transmediumship, how to own it, how to clean it out, all the way. I'm going to use my own vernacular here, from the intake to exhaust, okay? Energy, it's energy. So we're going to look at it from the intake level right to the exhaust level. So, and how it affects you, why you use it, why is in all aspects of it. So I want you to be there. My address, or the address of the Institute, is 16387 Blanco Street in San Leandro. Just a few minutes from BART, right off 580, right off of 880. Very easy to get to. I want to see you there. And it doesn't cost you anything. It's free. Okay, there'll be some refreshments. And I'm looking forward to the workshop. I have a workshop every month on the second Saturday after this Wednesday. So please show up and give me a call if you can make it. And the phone number is 510-481-2872. Okay, so let's continue the idea of owning your space. And we've already looked at the idea of amusement and being in the center of your head to become the observer. These vibrations that we set for ourselves, the reason why we do that is to help us look at the issues that are in our space that we are the effect of. We want to change the energy that's affecting us, don't we? I do, and I teach people to do, and I want you to as well. How do we do that? Well, we get out of the way. You know, we become amused at our issues instead of serious. And we become the observer to our issues instead of putting our attention in the pictures, they're called. If we're sitting in those pictures, we're really stuck. So the first thing you want to do is to get out of the picture so you can start to, instead of the energy affecting you, you can start to affect how it affects you. In other words, you could become the cause of your issues instead of the effect. You can change. You can evolve. And I'm interested in doing that. I'm interested in helping you doing that. I want to change the environment on the planet. Now, the planet is doing it all by itself. I'm just participating in it in my small way. You know, I'm like one small little pearl onion in the big beef stew, you know. I'm not much, but I like doing what I do, and I want to do as much as I can for as long as I can, and I want you to join in my evolution, if you will, my revolution. We are in a revolution. Don't you know that? And we're looking right at it. So I want you to change because I want you ready and prepared for that change. Okay? So back to creating. Let's look at creating and destroying. Are you not creating everything all the time? You know, I was talking to one of my students and I was telling her, well, I got to go out and weed whack, you know, and that's part of my creative process, and I'm resisting it. And she finally understood what I was referring to. Your life is all about creating. Everything you do, when you make coffee in the morning, when you get dressed, it's all about creating. And if we're resisting what we create, how much fun are you having? So what are we supposed to do about it? We are supposed to change how we relate to our issues. We don't want to resist our creative space. We don't want to resist our lives. So what do we want to do? Well, I would like to create my reality with enthusiasm and with joy, not through resistance. So this is one of the things we want to work on, is not to resist what we create. So we want to create with enthusiasm. Well, Let's begin with an exercise, okay? You're ready to do some work, okay? You're ready. You're grounded. You're amused. You become the observer to your issues. Now, create an issue. I mean, look at an issue that you have you're working on. You have your own answers. You want to create an issue with let's say you have a particular relationship with someone that you're resisting, for instance, somebody you don't like. Oh, that's a long list you have there. All those people you don't like? Oh, my. Or maybe we ought to work with that other list, the ones you do like. They're both about the same anyway. But or maybe your work or lack of work. Let's do that then. So in other words, I want you to pick a topic that is affecting you right now, that you feel angst about, that you have trouble with. And I want you to create a rose for that. Okay, create a rose for that issue, for that topic, and I want you to ground it and take the charge off of it first. Now, we're kind of winging it here because I'm not being specific, because I have enough people out there, I can't be specific with you. So it's about you looking at your topic and grounding it. This is the idea of, yes, good. So you've taken a little charge off of the issue you're working on, okay? This is the topic. This is the issue you're working on. Now, you want to change it. Instead of resisting it because you might feel a little bit tight right now in your body, or maybe a little angry or a little bit confused, whatever it is, this is how this topic is affecting you. This is if you're having a feeling about this, you can't see it, you don't feel happy, or whatever it is, now I want you to change it, okay? You have the ability to change your relationship with this topic. I want you to do it above that rose. I want you to create a sun. Let that sun vibrate at validation. Validate the issue, not resist it. Validate it. Drop that sun right into that rose. Validate it. Yes, and again, like water, like sponge soaks up water, I want this rose to soak up that validation energy. You know, anything that doesn't match that validation will start to clean out, and that's resistance or of some kind. Good. You're working on a topic. You're working on changing your life. Create another sun of validation and drop it in. Okay? Very good. Good. Okay. Now, here's a tool I like to work with you. I want you to be in the center of your head. You've worked on an issue. Now I want you to create another rose. We're going to call that rose a higher self tell me rose. It's a tell me rose. This is you asking yourself a question. And the answer is yes or no. So tell me, Rose, yes or no. All right. Ask yourself this question. Higher self, tell me, Rose, with this topic I'm looking at, do I have an agreement? Yes or no? Do I have an agreement with this topic? If you get a yes, then I want you to ground that, Rose, because you're involved with an agreement. Maybe this agreement is not in present time. Maybe it's in the past. You want to release the issue. Take the energy off of that past life agreement. You can change it, especially now that you're amused and the observer and you're no longer sitting in resistance. Now you're validating it. See, so you've given yourself a space to let go. Okay. Let it come out. Oh, good. Now what I want you to do is above that rose that represents the agreement or the issue, break it with a scroll, create a scroll and break it, ending the agreement. A scroll is like a contract. You want to break it, drop it into that rose. Now destroy the rose, not with anger, but with forgiveness. Yes, yes, yes. Destruction, destroy is not about being angry, is it? Not in this case. It's about forgiveness. It's about letting go. It's about letting go. Forgiveness. Forgiveness that literally means leave behind. So it's about release, letting go, forgiveness. It's about letting go. Whoever it is, do you have another topic, like an old past lover, an old past, like a brother or a sister or family that has particularly been a pain for you? And you might wonder, why am I resisting this person? Is this issue with my person that I'm talking about, is it in present time or am I the effect of some past life agreement? So put up a rose for that person that you have a problem with. Whoever it is, could be somebody at work, could be somebody you haven't seen in 20 years, and yet it still sits there in your space. Create a rose for that person and ground it. Just ground it. You're doing some more work. Good. Okay. Now validate that relationship. Don't resist it. Validate it. Drop a sun of validation into that rose. Change the way you relate to the issue. Okay. Do it again. Do it again. Now, energy starts to come out of your body. Okay. Maybe come out of your chest. That's energy that's stuck in your chest because you're resisting it. Okay. Or your body, or your wherever it is releasing, it's coming out of your body because you're changing. You're no longer resisting it. You're validating it. Gives you an opportunity to let go of it, see? And when you're ready, go ahead and create a scroll which represents the agreement. Break the scroll, ending the agreement, drop it in, and then with forgiveness, destroy that rose, okay? Release. There you go. Now, there's a process of change. Good. This is you changing. This is a process to allow you to do it. Now, see, the reason why, there's two reasons why I teach this. One, because I can, because I spent 20 plus years doing it. I've gotten better at over the years. But I recognize that everything is energy. Everything is energy. From the smallest to the largest, it's all energy. And like in your physical reality, in your physical space, how much of your ability or your attention goes into your physical eyesight? Well, maybe 75 or 80%. So the best way to work with energy is not with clairsentience or feeling, even though that is useful. And it's not so much with clairaudience, which is your ability to hear and speak, but with the clairvoyance, because that's your ability to see. And with your ability to see, you can make changes much more rapidly with much more ability to forgive. And the reason for that is because in the space of your sixth chakra, that's where you're neutral. That's where you can become the observer. And by becoming the observer, getting out of your own way, you can effectuate change with a lot less resistance. So the point I'm making here is that change is inevitable. We're going to change. How easy do you want to do it? And do you want to be how effective do you want to be when you do it? And I'm teaching you the tools to help you be more effective in your life, to change your life that works better for you. Now, do I have a vested interest in what happens to you? Yes, I do. Because the better you are, the better we are. I'm improving, and if I can teach you and help you to be a better person in your life and create your life the way you want, well, then that's two people doing it. Okay, so I got to take a break. Then we're going to talk about 2012 for a little bit, and I'll be right back.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650-321-6419.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer, Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Okay. So go ahead and create your stories from roses. I'd like you to be an energy worker, okay? You're really, all of us are energy workers. It's really how we are, how effective are we at it? And for the most part, we want to put our, we want to create an intention and then our attention to it. And we use roses, and that will enable us to change. So I want to talk about 2012 for a moment, December 21st, 2012. There's so much going on. Everybody I talk to is talking to me about it. So it's been my experience, and I've been in the Bay Area all my life, and I saw the hippie movement in the 60s, and I didn't know what it was. It was just a bunch of people, crazy people doing weird things, and I now understand them a little bit better. But to me, and then there was the assassination of the President Kennedy, and then the assassination of Martin Luther King, and then the convergence in the late 80s, all of this has been the closing of an age, the age of the Piscean Age. These events were the beginning signs of a closing of an age, and then in December 21st, 2012, will be the beginning of a new age. We're not looking at the end in effect. We are looking and aspiring for a new beginning, a big, huge change. Will it happen like an avalanche falling on us? No, it won't happen like that. It won't be a traumatic experience on that in that scale, but it will be an opening of a door, and that will usher in a new age. But it also will allow us to move into that new age according to whose will, our individual's will. So I say to you, the 2012 is, yes, there's interesting stories about the heating up of the planets in the solar system and the magnetic field changing and collapsing and getting weaker and all that might entail. And I can understand there's a lot of fear involved with those dramatic physical changes. But I tell you, the answer is not about a physical change. It's a spiritual change. And you are a part of that. Right now, no matter what level of ability you are currently sitting in, we are all going to change. Not only that, but we will all have a more appropriate opportunity to effectuate change in our space because, in effect, we're going to have more permission. We're going to have more permission to take steps, to let go, to love ourselves, to own our space and to be more involved with our personal spiritual growth instead of buying another TV. I really suggest that you turn off your technical apparatuses right now. Don't do so much cell phones and internet, even though I said, hey, I'm on the internet. But stay away from so much of that stuff and stay more personally growth. That's my opinion. It doesn't mean you have to follow it. I don't tell people what to do. I just give you my opinions. So stay tuned to your space. Turn stuff down. Turn stuff off. Be prepared for change, and it's going to happen within, not without. Your change, the change that we're heading into, is not going to come from without. It's going to come from within. So prepare yourself for that. And that is, in effect, what I'm doing at Psychic Work Spiritual Awareness Center. Spiritual Awareness Center. The first thing, the very first thing that happens to us as spiritual beings is we become aware. Without awareness, it doesn't happen. There's five moments of change in the ability to change. There's five moments. The first one is awareness. The second one is recognition. The third one is understanding. The fourth one is release. And the last one, the fifth one, is what's next? That's the five moments of change. And awareness is obviously one of the most active ones because that wakes us up to new space. So the Institute is called Psychic Works Spiritual Awareness Center. We are dedicated to change. I'm dedicated to change. I recognize that the Supreme Being vibrates in change. And if there's anything I will teach you to do, I will teach you to match the Supreme Being, male and the female, the cosmic and the earth, the source and the point of origin. Why? Well, because the Supreme Being is matching us. See, the Supreme Being is matching us. So what are we supposed to be doing? Well, why don't we match the Supreme Being? Let's find harmony and alignment because it's available to us. All we have to do is to put our attention on and release the energy that is affecting us that doesn't allow us to recognize our harmony and alignment with ourselves and with the Supreme Being in all of that glory. Own your space. Be in harmony and alignment. Create in your story a couple of roses for me, please. Create in your story a couple of roses for the energy that lit up in your space, be them family or religion. Clean that stuff out. Find the center of your head again. Don't lose your space. Don't go off on me. Say hello to the point of origin from the center of the planet through the grounding cord. Come on back. Yeah. Okay, so let's start with another vibration. Let's own our space in harmony and alignment. That's an intention. Now, remember that rose we had up on our viewing screen that matched your vibration? Remember the blue one or the pink one? Let's go back to that rose. Let's look at that rose for a minute, and I want you to create a sun, and this is your intention of harmony and alignment. All right, drop it in. I'll tell you what I'm referring to when I say harmony and alignment. Drop that sun right into that rose, vibrating at harmony and alignment. When you do that, you're going to release all the energy that can't match that harmony and alignment. See, so you're automatically doing a healing. Not because you want to let go of what's not you, but because you want to create what is you. You want to create what works best for you. Harmony and alignment works best for you. All right? Now, what do I mean by harmony? Harmony is your relationship with yourself relative to your mind, the issues that are affecting you. You want to be in harmony with them because as you become more aware of the issues that are affecting you and you find yourself in harmony with them, those that you recognize are not in harmony with you, you can clean out easier. See? So you're able to own your space in harmony much better because you'll vibrate in harmony and whatever is not in harmony with you will start to release and you can work with it by cleaning it out. And alignment, harmony and alignment, that's a line. There's a line between the source at the above your head and the point of origin in the center of the planet. There's a line there. All the way down, up and down. And you're in that alignment. You're in that line. So when I say alignment, I'm referring to alignment with you and the Supreme Being. That's the alignment I'm talking about. So do you want to vibrate in harmony and alignment? And if you say yes, then create the intention. Create a sun that vibrates at harmony and alignment and drop it into that rose out in your viewing screen. Vibrate at harmony and alignment. Good. Excellent. Good. So December 21st, 2012, you have a choice. Do you want to be afraid? Do you want to be fearful of what might happen on that day? Wait for doom to fall? Wait for the earth to spin on its axis? Or do you want to be enthusiastic about the beginning of a new age? What's your choice? I'll give it to you. What's your choice? You know? That reminds me. I want to remind you about something. Your fourth chakra is the god or the goddess of your heart. That's where your spiritual truth is. And in that space of your fourth chakra, these are where choices are being presented to you. But the seat of your soul is in the center of your head. Okay? This is where I asked you to become the observer. The seat means see all things. So you don't see anything in the fourth chakra. You see them in the center of your head. And in the center of your head, when you look at your choices, this is where you make decisions. So I want to give you an idea how the relationship with yourself works. The choices are presented to you in your fourth chakra. This is where you vibrate in joy, which means just own you. You create choices there, and your decision to choose which one comes from your center of your head. So this is the process of how you understand your own changes, how you let go. All right, so go ahead and create and destroy a couple of roses. Just create a rose and destroy it. The idea of destroying is not about anger, but it's about forgiveness and letting go. Okay, one more thing. It's beginning to close down here. I want to remind you of the workshop on July 17th, 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock, maybe a little past that. The topic will be transmediumship and how we relate to ourselves. And basically, transmediumship is how we connect to our species consciousness, which will be part of a topic. The phone number to talk to me about classes and or the topic on July 17th is 510-481-2872. The address to Psychic Works Spiritual Awareness Center, the Institute, is at 16387 Blanco Street in San Leandro. So I'm looking forward to seeing you. And remember, it's July 17th from 2 to 5 or past, and we'll see you in August. Enjoy your July. I'll see you in a couple of weeks, I hope. Have a great day. All right. Bye-bye.
Feel great and rejuvenate with Higher Power Protein. Higher Power Protein comes in three delicious flavors and tastes like a dessert. Vegan vanilla and chocolate, and our original chocolate mint. This unique protein made from peas has all the vitamins and minerals you need without the allergens. Don't hesitate. Call now, 415-381-4465, or go to our website at innervisionsinc.com. That's innervisionsinc.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Len Saputo, and I want to let you know about my new book of Return to Healing. It brings together the story of everything you've been listening to all these years on Prescriptions for Health Radio, and is now available at Amazon.com. A Return to Healing exposes the serious conflicts of interest between Big Pharma, the insurance industry, the FDA, Congress, scientific research, and even medical school training. It offers practical, affordable, and effective solutions that I intend to take to Congress. It is easy reading and has lots of stories and examples. I hope you'll join me in speeding the transition from disease care to health care by getting your copy of A Return to Healing today at Amazon.com. You might even want to get one for a friend. That's Amazon.com.